22 past 8 on RSN Breakfast. You're with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan. Time to talk some football with our next guest, Sydney star Dane Rampey. G'day, Dane.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Going really well. Thanks, mate. How have you come through the match on Saturday, mate? It was pretty wet.
It was pretty wet. By the end of it, it was teeming down. But it was really good to be playing competitive footy again. I guess it gets a bit monotonous this time of year, training against yourself. So I'm sure, if you ask everyone, just good to be back playing again.
Sydney, you're not known for their early pre-season form, Dane, but you were able to get over Port Adelaide, who really took it to you in the early part with their defensive pressure.
Yeah, they were really good. I mean, they only had a young side, but they're always a tough running club, and we knew they'd bring the heat. It was probably a bit disappointing the way we played out the game, but plenty of things to work on. And as you said, still only early in the year, and we've got a bit to work on.
One of my favourite players. It was great to see him back out there, Luke Parker. You're a much better team when he's playing footy.
Yeah, he's good to have out there. You stand that little bit taller when he walks out beside you. So it's good to see he had a successful return, and I think he's put his injury past him, and he's ready for a big year.
And Tommy Mitchell also got 32 possessions like Luke Parker. He just continually improves his game.
Yeah, mate. He just knows where to get the ball, doesn't he? And how to get it, I guess. We've got a pretty strong contingent in the midfield that are travelling pretty well at the moment. So fingers crossed, it all keeps going and leads into the season.
Dane, you've seen him a lot more than what I have, but I only seen him once, and that was Callum Mills. I'm just amazed how much poise this young fella's got. Will he be there round one? And what do you think of him,
mate? You'll have to run by the coach, mate. He's looking good for round one. You have to say. I mean, having the whole preseason with him now, I guess that's probably what sticks out is just the composure. But it feels like he's been there for a while. But in saying that, you just got to remember that he is still only a kid, and we've got to, I guess, as a playing group and a club, we've just got to nurture him through that. He's going to be experiencing a whole range of different emotions leading up to his, hopefully first game. But we've just got to kind of play down the hype, I guess, because there will be a little bit around him.
And Dane, your story, your football story, is one of the great rookie stories as well, taken off the rookie list from New South Wales. You've played some amazing football, had a great year last year. How's your body coming into 2016?
Yeah, mate, I'm feeling really good and really excited. I'm lucky enough to have been able to do every pre-season since I got to the club, so just looking forward to starting footy again, to be honest. There's still plenty I've got to work on, so looking at implementing those parts of my games as early as possible, I guess.
You had to fight and scratch your way to get a regular game and establish yourself. When did you feel like you really belonged?
Oh, mate, that's a good question. I don't feel... Well, it was probably midway through my first year when I had a little bit of... I was fortunate in that I had a little bit of security in terms of the horse told me that I'd be playing every week once Alex Johnson went out of the team, and I guess that gave me a little bit of calm the nerves a little bit, and I could go about my craft. But you never really feel like you're part of it until I guess you've had a whole season under your belt. But the good thing about the boys, they're so welcoming, and so they just help you through it. They're always offering advice and helping you through it.
A couple of the new boys, how they settled in, Callum Sinclair and also Michael Talia?
Yeah, mate, really well. They're actually, two really good blokes, and everyone's loving having them there. They did pretty well for their first hit out on the weekend, so looking forward to playing a bit more time with them.
Surely we're not going to try to see or make Buddy into a midfielder, are we?
Mate, he's pretty good up forward. But
he's nearly the best.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's just part of the way the game's heading now. He's going to have to throw opposition new looks, and you see teams like Hawthorn doing that a lot. So I think that's the thinking behind that. His field kicking is probably one of the best in the team. So while it is good to have him in the forward line, it actually is also pretty good having him kicking the ball inside the forward 50. So I think that's what that's based on.
Isaac Heaney, is he okay? Didn't participate in the game after half time.
Yeah, mate, I'm pretty sure he's fine. I spoke to him yesterday, and he just said it was a precautionary thing. So he's pretty, I think he's just resting, and he's still pretty optimistic about, the next couple of weeks. Hopefully he'll even return to the NAB game. So I don't think there's too much to look into that.
Good on you, Dane. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Well done on Saturday. Good luck for season 2016.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Dane Rampey joining us, one of the young stars for the Sydney Swans on RSN Breakfast. and certainly is going to be well, such a critical player for the Mick. He's uses the ball so well. He's a wonderful defender. So part of the new look back six